Hey guys, it's Danny G. This week's Weekly D podcast is going to be a little different on the count that Daniel is out on vacation and he's not with us right now. So I brought in my girlfriend and my friend Rebecca and we did a little conspiracy talk all about Pizzagate. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Weekly D Podcast. My name is Daniel Gray, and today we are having special guests, friends of the show. I promise you there's not a kid dying in the background. Ironic, because of what we're about to do. But today, the Weekly D Podcast is doing a conspiracy talk with friends of the show. Let's start off with Rebecca. Say hi.
Hello.
That's my friend Rebecca.
Hi. And I'm Becky, Rebecca.
There you go. And my girlfriend, Nadia.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Welcome back.
Welcome. Welcome, Becky. You're the first time that you're on here.
Oh, God, this is so loud.
Thank you.
Are you nervous?
A little. First time in a podcast, so, you know.
It's okay. Just remember, no one's watching you, so it's a lot easier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Just take it as a conversation we're having today. Today's topic is going to be a very interesting one. It includes Wayfair, Facebook, Jeffrey Epstein.
Clinton's.
The Ellen Clintons. DeGeneres. Ellen. It's a whole shit show of people. Yeah. It includes pizza and sex. Pizza and kids. Okay. So I don't know where to start, honestly, because there's so much
I
know, to it.
I can't begin to wrap my head around how fucking crazy this is.
Yeah.
And it's such a huge thing as well. It's like one thing leads you to the other, and it's like a whole rabbit hole.
Yeah. It's crazy how so many things are tied into it.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to make a quick, like, rundown to keep my head wrapped around it on the dry erase board. Literally everything I wrote down, I could connect it to something else on that board.
Yes, it's like one thing connects to the other and then connects to another person. And then that person knows, you know, that a politician or somebody.
Yeah, it's like someone you've heard their name before is connected to this.
Yeah.
You know, it's so crazy because, I mean, Epstein is a name nobody knew before this happened, except for rich people.
Right.
But we know Trump, we know the Clintons, we know Ellen, we know, who else, Tom Hanks.
I don't quite understand what's going on with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks?
So let me just clarify, I don't know about this just because my focus is not really on this. I like looking at nature, environmental things. So whenever Rebecca, me and her talked about it a month ago maybe, and she was just telling me all these things, and I was like, oh, that broke my heart, because I have, you know, five siblings, and two of them are, you know, two little girls, and then one's a 5-year-old boy. So it's just anybody doing something to them would piss me off, and I would spiral out of control. So I don't even want to know, because I already panic. Like, you and I go to the store, or you and I go anywhere with my sisters, or I go by myself, and I can't handle it. I'm like, Camila, where are you? Isabella, where are you? Or, like, if I go use the restroom, I make them put both of their feet underneath the stall so I could see it at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am so paranoid that someone's going to take my sisters.
Yeah.
So this just, like, ugh. Ugh, it makes me so mad.
Yeah, it definitely hits home. Yeah.
Definitely, because at least in my case, before I wasn't that all for kids, right? It was like, oh, kids are annoying or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then now that I have a nephew, you know, it's different now. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, the sick people out here could potentially do something to him, you know? And it hits home. And so that barrier of protectiveness, you know, it comes up.
So how did you first hear about this? Because, I mean, you were talking to me about this way before all of this stuff kind of blew up everywhere on the internet.
I first started hearing about this was on Facebook, because I heard of this name, this man called Epstein, got killed in jail, and that all of this stuff came out. He was having sex with 13, 12-year-olds, and I was just like, what is this? You know, what's going on? So I started reading, and it was a whole lot of sick things that man alone was doing.
Yeah.
And so on Netflix, I saw his name there because there was a documentary.
Yeah, did you watch it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I definitely watched it because it was so ironic. It was so crazy how I was just looking at it, and a few days later, his name pops on Netflix.
Mm.
And so I clicked on it, and that's how everything came up. Everything that I know so far came up. And, it's shocking, because then they start mentioning all these people that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Tom Hanks. They start mentioning people like Ellen DeGeneres, you know, and just people that, you know, well known.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like I said, I've heard from it way back, but actually in 2016, I heard from it about it. Man, it wasn't because of Epstein. It was way before Epstein got caught or anything. I heard about it because Ashton Kutcher had given up. I had found out he had given up acting, and I was curious as to why he gave up acting.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, you know, that time that he stopped acting, he was using all the money he made to go and combat sex trafficking. Like, he's a huge advocate against it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually been to places to save girls and stuff.
Aww.
And that's when I first heard about it. And then, you know, the whole Pizzagate thing happened with Hillary Clinton and Comet Ping Pong. And how that one crazy dude...
Why did they debunk this conspiracy theory? And, you know, in all honesty, I was telling you earlier, it pisses me off that this is even considered a conspiracy theory. Because there's so much facts to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the way I've seen it from what I've researched and, you know, I'm a podcaster, so I listen to a lot of podcasts. That's where I get a lot of my information, between podcasts, YouTube, and Twitter. And what I've been finding out is that the media has been trying to keep it hush.
Yeah.
So they instantly, when, you know, the whole email thing happened with John Podesta and the owner of Comet Pizza, with all the, you know, why the term Pizzagate started was they were using a pizza joint and the word pizza as a code word for sex trafficking. And Comet Ping Pong was supposedly a front for sex trafficking in D.C. Like, that's where all these politicians go all the time. That's where they would go in the back rooms and, you know, sex traffic kids. And apparently, from the little bit of a deep dive I've done on it, there's actually tunnels, hidden tunnels from the White House to there.
Hmm.
You know,
and yeah, you were telling me, Becky, about how there's tunnels all over the U.S.,
Oh, yes, yeah.
And like, they all connect throughout from New York all the way to California throughout the United States.
That's so crazy.
One of those tunnels is, you know, leads towards that pizzeria.
Yeah.
You know, and in Washington.
Yeah, and what's crazy about those tunnels is, you know, people first heard about these tunnels when JFK was president. Because that's where they supposedly snuck Marilyn Monroe in and out of the White House.
Yeah, I remember hearing about tunnels then.
Yeah, so that's where those tunnels first came to light. But come to find out, also, the owner of this Comet Ping Pong place is a huge Democratic supporter, and his name kept popping up in all those emails. With the Hillary Clinton emails, it kept popping up between him and John Podesta. And they would use pizza, you know, as a code word for kids. Yeah. And I think they said the word pizza was mentioned over 3,000 times in all those emails.
How much pizza can someone order?
Right.
Exactly. And it's not only pizza. It's like cheese pizza or like pepperoni pizza and hot dogs. Those little code means, you know, little girls, 2-year-old boys. You know, it's pedophilia. Quotes and
yeah.
It's just disgusting.
And even in the emails, like, there's provocative language using pizza. I don't remember word for word, but I remember one of them was like, I wanna grope the pizza, or something like that. Like, it was just super provocative stuff with the word pizza.
Yeah.
Hence the name Pizzagate.
Yeah.
You know, but it's so crazy how it's the little bit Twitter and people on Reddit have been able to find out to connect this massive story into one thing. And I don't know. Do you guys find it interesting, though, how the media keeps, like, trying to shut it down, trying to debunk it? Every time something happens, they instantly, they say, oh, no, that's not true.
Definitely. I mean, just right now, why are we talking about the proper way of wearing masks when this is... sorry, I apologize. It's like what's happening right now, you know, in the media and on the TV, in the news in general. You see them talking about, oh, this is the proper way to wear a mask, or don't wear a mask going here and there. And why are we talking about this when there's kids out there suffering? There's people out there suffering, and you know that this is going on, yet you're choosing to not put this, you know, worldwide. You know,
in
the news.
I mean, I'm happy that this is, like, now brought to light, because sex trafficking has been an issue for a really long time.
I mean, it goes all the way back to ancient times.
Yeah.
Like, it's a huge market.
And it's, like, it's a huge thing in our Latin American countries.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of Latin American women are brought to the States, you know, through the Texas border.
Mm-hmm.
And Houston is one of the biggest hubs for human trafficking, because we have the port, we have, you know, Houston itself, which is a very big city. I mean, the Super Bowl is one of those, like, sex trafficking schemes that they do. They have, like, you know,
the Super Bowl. Oh, they have the parties, yeah.
Yeah, they have the parties, and, you know, there's stories of, you know, rape victims and survivors of how... this, like, I remember one specifically, I don't even remember where I heard it, but it was like this lady was talking about how this dad and this son who was like, I think he was still a minor, she's like, I think it was like his birthday weekend and he was turning like 17 or 16, and the dad hired somebody to bring her in, like, sex traffic her, and he told his son to rape her, and that if he didn't, then he wasn't man enough, and, like, but between both of them, they raped her. This is like Super Bowl weekend.
Dang, that's all crazy. God.
And so, you know, something big that lots of so I'm pretty big on human trafficking, like, knowing what's going on. And I know that Texas is, like, Houston is big, and I know that the Super Bowl is another really big thing that you need to watch out for. You know, most of the strippers, if you go somewhere and you want to celebrate Super Bowl, really take a look at the situation at the strip club, of, like, how old are the girls? Do they really look their age? You know, these girls that you're having sex with, like, do they look like they really want to be there? Do they look like they're high on something? Do they look drunk? Because they do this. Their sex traffickers do this. And it's not even, like, big, you know, it doesn't have to be, like, a big sex traffic
ring.
People. Yeah, it could just be a pimp with his two girls, like, and he will drive them up there. And again, these girls are, you know, high on drugs. They depend on drugs, so they'll do what the pimp says. So there's tons of stories like that.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I learned from watching the Epstein things is that, you know, these guys tend to find girls that are very vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, girls that they know they can easily either convey to do their things, or they can easily hook them on drugs. And from watching the Epstein documentary, that was one of his biggest things. He always went for vulnerable people.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's the same thing you see here in Houston, when I took you to Bissonnet, so you can
experience the prostitution ring there. Dude, there was prostitutes all over the street. Like,
there's literally prostitution drive-through.
And you can go in and out in 5 minutes. We saw their pimps. Like, they were just there, and the girls just knew. Like, you know, I thought that, like, if anyone has been to Bissonnette, it's a really long street. So I thought that, like, you know, the pimps had the girls there, like, in their
like a huddle.
Sight range, right? But no, these girls were just walking down all of Bissonnette.
They're just free world.
And they were doing, they would get dropped off. Like, I saw a girl literally just get out of the car. And the guy just took off.
So
she was like fixing her dress and everything. I was just like, what the fuck is this? Gosh, it was just insane to me.
Yeah, Bissonnette is literally the prostitution drive through of Houston.
Yeah.
Like, they literally, they'll pick up a girl, go around the block, stop at one of the restaurant parking lots, loop back around and drop her off exactly where they picked her up.
That's just...
And then she fixes herself and keeps on going.
And keeps on going. And it's like they have the opportunity to run off, you know? It's not like the pimp is there watching them.
Yeah.
But they don't.
But here's the thing. This is the one thing you didn't notice. Pimps, even though we saw them just chilling in one spot, they have enforcers.
I mean, I
they get they that. Have yeah. guys yeah. roaming the street checking these that. Girls. Yeah. Like, you know?
So if they were to run away, you know, they were going to get catched.
Yeah.
And, you know, I actually, you know, heard more... I wish I could call back on where I heard. But so there's this, like, there's tons of different nonprofits that help, you know, victims that are prostitutes or being trafficked. And one of them is called Elijah Rising. It's like this nonprofit Christian group that helps spread awareness of this problem in Houston. And pretty much what you do is you have to call them in advance. And you have to say, hey, I want to book a tour, and it's completely free. And they're like, okay, we can only do tours because for 10 people. So if it's 2 people, we won't do it. You have to have 10 people, and then we can make this tour for you.
What's the tour about?
And so they do not roll your eyes at me. Through Elijah Rising, they give you like a link where you can go ahead and like promote it on your social media, and people can, you know, just sign up to be part of this tour. And then this tour, they literally take you all around the Houston area of all the places that there's prostitution going on. And like even girls that are being trafficked that like are not there willingly, like they don't speak English. Mm-hmm. They've been brought from another country. Like, they know where these places are. And they do the bus themselves. They work with the police. And their office is actually somewhere in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
That
wouldn't make sense.
Last I heard.
Yeah.
And their office was one of the places that they busted. And really? When you go, they give you a tour of how the girls were living. And, like, I didn't get to go, but from what my friend told me is that when they busted this place open that they saw, it was like a hole in the wall. And these girls were living in this tiny little hole in the wall. It was so sad. Goodness. And so, I mean, if anyone's interested, Elijah Rising is one of them that you could go to. You can just Google it and it'll show up. They don't, unfortunately, when I ask for volunteer, they don't have much, have opportunities. But I think it's just good to go and be aware of what's going on in Houston, you know?
Yeah, and what these girls go through as well.
Yeah, and, you know, little things happen, too. Like, lots of, what I've noticed some people do is, like, they'll have lipstick, like, free lipstick. And on the lipstick, it'll have, like, a phone number, or they'll hide, like, a phone number in the lipstick. And, to give them a number to call in case they're in trouble or they need to get picked up.
Oh, okay.
And so people do that and just, like, they don't even have to work with Elijah Rising. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Elijah Rising does that, but I've heard of other sex trafficking places.
Organizations?
Yeah. And they'll give girls, like, you know, a box of matches. It has a number on it in case they need it, or lipstick or tampons and stuff like that. So that's really interesting.
That's nice. That's good. Yeah.
But, okay, we got a little derailed there because we started talking about Bissonnette.
Sorry.
Well, that wasn't your fault. I mentioned it. But it just, you know, what this podcast is about, this episode, is to bring awareness of sex trafficking.
Can I also bring up the fact that pedophiles want to make it
a sexual orientation?
Yes.
Yes. Speak on it. Go ahead. Go on.
I'm just flabbergasted. No. 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 Like, how can you tell me that it's normalized for a grown man to feel that they represent themselves as a 5-year-old woman, as a 5-year-old girl? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. and then to normalize that.
Yeah. I mean, I know that they're doing that specifically for, like, politicians. Yeah, so they can get away with this shit.
Well, I mean, it's the politicians pushing it.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it, Iowa or something like that? They've already tried to pass it, and that's why it went up to the Supreme Court.
It makes sense because those politicians are doing the pedophilia themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, so of course they're going to use that and to have it running for their, for the presidential,
for their campaigning,
it's
disgusting.
It is, like, what they want is sexual fluidity too. They want an adult man to be able to say, "I feel like an 8-year-old today."
Yeah,
and that's why he had sex with the 8-year-old.
It's just I don't understand.
That not crazy?
I would love to talk to someone that's a pedophile, and I want them to explain to me what on earth they see in a child. Like, por Dios, the kid doesn't even have boobs. The, you know, little boy probably doesn't even have a dick that could do anything to him. Like, what on earth do they want to do with these? Like, why? Why? Like, is it that bad? Like, your money can't buy you what you want. You're too ugly that you can't get a girl that you want. Like, what is it? It's just, you're disgusting. Even these men that pick up girls on the street, you're disgusting. You're a pig and you're just, ugh.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
crazy. It's crazy that someone wants to do that, and they want to make it seem normal.
Yeah,
right. Because obviously, pedophilia is a mental illness.
Yeah,
that's mm-hmm. the only possible explanation for it.
Yeah,
right. But that actually brings me to something.
Am I gonna get mad?
No. What I was gonna say was, you know, it's weird that they want little kids. But have you heard how some of this Pizzagate stuff has kind of tied in with satanic rituals and how they use mm-hmm. kids, like, to make stuff, or they sacrifice them?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you all think about that?
I think it's real. It's happening. And I think it's insane. You know, these people that do these satanic things, not only do they worship and do all these things with kids, but they also, like, skin the kids. You know, they wear the skins. And why? Because their skin have this type of cell. You know, it's kind of like to rejuvenate their own skin, basically.
Yeah.
So they will skin these kids. And actually, if for anybody that wants to look for it, it's called Frazzle Drip. And basically what they do is they skin this kid's face, and they wear it upon their face to rejuvenate themselves, basically, so that they don't have wrinkles, so that they can live longer. And it sounds insane, but it's the truth. There's actual facts out there about Frazzle Drip.
Yeah.
What I want to understand is, what is the fear in getting old? Like, I don't understand the fear.
My opinion, I don't think it's the fear. I think it's the power of them continuing in controlling this.
I agree with you.
In my opinion.
I agree with you. I think it's more of a... It's not a fear. It's more of a... They want to become immortal. You know, they have all this money. They can buy everything.
But that's what I mean. What is their fear of getting old?
I don't think it's a fear.
I think it's a fear. Hold on, the fact that they don't want to die is a fear.
It's for them to continue controlling everybody and brainwashing these kids.
Yeah, it's more of a power move. You know, they can buy everything else but life. You know,
because if you have power and if you have money, unfortunately, that's how things get done. And unfortunately, is in the wrong hands.
Yeah,
and that's why this is continuing, because these people are
important people. We're not talking about people that have millions of dollars. We're talking about people that are that literally have power. We're talking about the U.S. government. We're talking about the royal family, Prince Andrew. We're talking about those type of people that if they lose power, they can't do anything else because they're known to have power for years, you know? And yeah. I think that's the fear. I do agree with you, Noella. They do have a fear, but the fear is not to lose the control that they have and not getting old, you know?
Yeah, that's the way I see it. It's more of a fear of losing the power. Because they've been powerful for generations. But
they lose
that power
if they get old. They lose that power if they
exactly,
die.
Exactly, which is why they're doing this.
Yeah, they want to keep the power in their hands instead of passing it on to the next generation like they normally do. It's also, I mean, it's a stretch, but a lot of it has to do with Satanism, you know, and paganism, the way they do these things rituals. You know, yes, the rejuvenation thing and the reuse thing happens because they use stem cells. They use all these things. That's what they use the little kids for. But there's a history of these satanic cults making things with these humans, like their flesh. You know, they make shoes. I was reading that one of the rituals is they make shoes out of the kids after they kill them and they wear them as part of a like cult process.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's so crazy how, you know, it still blows my mind how so many things are tied into this. You know, whether it is satanic, whether it's just sex trafficking, it literally has the most powerful people in the world.
Yes, I lost it when I found out that Ellen DeGeneres was involved in this.
Oh. Yes.
Ellen DeGeneres.
And the wafer thing? Dude.
Can I just go ahead and start by just, before we get into how she's a fucking lunatic, how racist she is. You remember how we were talking about Sofia Vergara?
Yeah.
Or I think it was with you. Like, and I was telling you too, mm-hmm. how I hated every time that she went on the show, she would make fun of how she pronounced things in English.
And she would publicly do it.
Yes. Yeah. And like, we have our own podcast. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I forgot to mention is I remember somebody used to do that to me when I was starting to work in the daycare like business.
Oh, really?
And like, growing up, my mom would always teach me like vegetables in Spanish. Like, mm-hmm. oh, pásame el ajo, pásame whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So I never knew the English term from them, but I knew what they looked like.
Yeah.
And one of the things is like, this lady wanted me to feed her daughter. I don't remember what it was, something. And I couldn't pronounce it in English, but I would pronounce it in Spanish. And she was, and one time she like said it to me. She worded it, like mouthed it to me. Mm-hmm. This is how you pronounce it. I'm like, bitch. So every time I saw that Ellen DeGeneres doing that shit, I was like, how is everybody okay laughing at this?
Yeah,
like this isn't funny. This is racist. Mm-hmm. Like you're, mm-hmm. and then her jokes in general are never funny.
I've never found her funny.
I've never found her funny.
The best thing she's ever done is Dory, the voice of Dory on Nemo.
Yeah, that's I've never really liked her.
Yeah, isn't that wild though, how she's connected to that Wayfair scandal?
Yeah. I still don't understand.
Huh?
So yeah. In Wayfair, you can see who the person is that's selling it?
No, hold on.
I can say actually that before all of that popped out, I actually saw one of the furnitures in an app because I had randomly downloaded Wayfair and I saw one of those furnitures.
Yeah.
And I was so, you know, confused of why this furniture would cost $15,000. I mean, wouldn't. You know, I didn't quite understand, but yeah, go ahead. I'm going to let you continue.
Well, when that happened, you know, I low-key wish I had the money just to see what it was.
Someone did that.
Yeah, like, because you never know, you might have rescued someone.
Some guy did that. He tried buying it, but then
it didn't allow.
It said your purchase is not, like, was not processed or something.
Really?
And they didn't let him buy it.
Damn.
So I think they have it there, only specifically for certain people to buy.
Yeah, maybe it looks at your login information and decides whether you can buy it or not. But yeah, so you didn't see this. Ellen was tied to the wafer thing, but it was because after they took all the cabinets off, because they said they were going to temporarily remove them to add mm-hmm. better descriptions as to why they cost so much. Right after that, Ellen's brand popped up on Wayfair, selling plush pillows for like $10,000. They didn't have the names like the cabinets did, but there were $10,000 pillows, $10,000 like blankets, and everything was marketed for kids. So that's where like people started putting two and two together, and like, holy shit, like Ellen might be tied into this.
So has she always had this Wayfair account?
No, it recently happened.
So how like, do we know that she made that account?
Well, it's under her brand. Like, it's Ellen branded merchandise.
Yeah, I think that anything that has to do with her name, merchandise, it has to go through her.
It's her brand.
But what if it was like a fan selling it?
No, it's registered trademark Ellen brand. Like, it's her name is a brand. Okay. And that brand is a legit brand selling their stuff on Wayfair. That's crazy. And they only sell kid products. But they're like $10,000 for a pillow.
But you know, this is where I don't really know how true this Wayfair situation is, because you know how like, okay, so they were under the name of missing people, mm-hmm. missing teenagers, whatever, right? And they were overmarked bookcases or shelves, whatever. Yeah. So there was one of the girls that supposedly was missing. She came out on social media and was like, "Why are you guys saying that I'm missing when I'm not missing?" Mm-hmm. And so,
well, I mean,
I wonder how true.
Well, the people that came up with that, they literally just they started seeing all these names and how expensive they were, and they just went to missing persons like their online thing. And
yeah, but the missing persons reports never really go away; they're always on there.
Well, yeah, but the names matched the missing persons thing.
I know, but the girl said, I'm here, I'm not missing anymore.
But
why are you guys still saying that I'm missing?
So when it comes to the names, I'm not too sure. But yeah, what I do know is that you guys know who Ghislaine Maxwell is, right?
Yeah. Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's side piece?
Yes. Okay, yeah. Maxwell, yeah.
The one that might be dying soon?
We'll see. I that's a whole different thing. Okay, so about her, so what I was going to say is that she actually has a twin sister, and the twin sister is the VP of welfare, I believe.
Yeah, and something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And then so she had something to do with the furniture. You know, and being, I mean, why would you sell a furniture $15,000? It doesn't make sense, you know?
Yeah, when it's like IKEA quality furniture.
Yeah.
You know?
And exactly. It wasn't nothing gold. It wasn't no diamonds. And it was literally like the dresser that I have, you know, right here in my room.
Yeah, and it literally, people matched it to other things.
Yeah. No, I know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, see, that's the thing with this thing. There's so many things tied around it that it's kind of hard to tell what's true and what's not. Yeah. And that's why they consider it a conspiracy. But a lot of these things are true, but the media is trying to debunk it.
Yeah.
They're trying to keep it hush.
Yeah.
Like that, I think that's the biggest question. Why
are you know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for Vice to make something on this. Like, I've been updating my YouTube just looking at Vice videos.
I'm sure Vice isn't going to get into it because there's a lot of people that fund Vice that are tied into this. You know, I don't know if y'all saw, but the flight logs came out. And the flight logs showed hundreds of people that have been to that island, to Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And those logs included the Clintons, it included the Obamas, it included Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
It included Bill Gates being Trump. There 17 times.
It's just crazy. I mean, this government is just going to shit. Like, our country, if the Democrats win...
I think either way, whoever wins, we're still screwed.
I don't know.
There's no right or
because
wrong.
Because you and I have talked about how Trump is trying to help.
He is, but...
You know, but he's still an asshole.
He's also...
Oh, yeah, he's a racist asshole, but at least he's caring for the kids.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying he's caring for the kids, but his name's also on that flight log.
Yeah, but like in the documentary that we saw, not tons of people went to this island, but not everybody was there for these events.
But how do you know they weren't there?
People that worked there. Like, you had gone upstairs and showered, mm-hmm. but I was watching the documentary. This one guy who was, like, I guess the maintenance man there, he was saying...
He didn't want any part of it.
No. Right? He was saying that he saw people, like, uh-huh. show up and literally just stay for lunch or brunch, and they would leave. Even the girl that was one of the victims, she's mm-hmm. like, yeah, I saw people there, and they never did anything to me. They would literally just come and have lunch and dinner, and they would leave. They weren't here to see or be part of any of the rape that was going on. Mm-hmm. So not everybody there was a rapist or a child trafficker.
But they knew what he was doing.
I don't necessarily believe that.
I believe that, you know, everyone that knew him knew what he was doing. Because even Trump back in the day talked about this. And now he's trying to wash his hands and be like, oh, no, I don't even know the guy. You know, but he said, and I believe it was 2016, that he knew Jeffrey Epstein. He was good friends with him. He's gone to his island multiple times. He's a great guy. You know, and now recently they asked him about it. He's like, oh, I didn't even know the guy that well.
I think when it comes to that, I think in between of those years, something happened with Epstein and Donald Trump. I think in the middle, Donald Trump find out about Epstein and all of his nasty stuff. And I think they were like at a party, I believe so, from what I read, and that he just like did not want to associate with him. So my guess is that maybe he's saying that because he just like doesn't want to, literally doesn't want nothing.
But yeah, but like what was he going to do without really evidence?
Well,
let's say he came out right when he found out, right? And he knew. Mm-hmm. What was he going to do without evidence?
Well, here's the thing. All the people that knew about it, they got blackmailed by him. If you watch the full documentary, everyone that ever pops up in any of these documentaries or stories related to Epstein, they'll say, you know, he would bring guys in, he would have them, like, interact with the girls or whatever, do whatever they wanted, and then he would tell them, you know, you owe me this much money or I'm going to expose you as a pedophile. You know, or he used it as leverage against a lot of politicians, against a lot of famous people. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of these people knew what was going on. They just, because they allowed him to become such a powerful person so quickly. Like, he had them with an arm tied behind their back. Because, Trump clearly said, like, he knew the guy. They were both interested in young girls and this and that. But then something happened. He probably tried to blackmail them. And he kind of fell off with them. But you still have all these super powerful people tied to him. A Rothschild is on that flight log. And now a Rothschild? Do you know who those? No. So the Rothschilds are some of the richest people in the world. They've been rich for generations. Hmm. Like, they're one of the families that started banking. Hmm. So to see people like that and Prince Harry and stuff, there's a lot of questions as to how all these super rich people, super powerful people, mm-hmm. never expose them.
Do you guys know about that Chrissy Teigen and John Legend case, 2017?
I heard something about it, but I don't really know about it.
I've heard that they're like trying to make an announcement that they had nothing to do with it, too.
Well, what happened? What I saw in my research is that they had went, I believe, either China, Japan, or Taiwan. One of those three, I can't remember. But they had went over there, and then they came back. And when I believe they have this routine where in the middle of the flight, they count tickets. Mm-hmm. And so counting tickets and people, and when they did that, they found that there was one kid there that wasn't supposed to be there. And Chrissy Teigen and John Legend were there, you know, and they got in trouble because they brought one kid in their plane, and they had to go back, turn around, and then drop off the kid. And then they just walked out. They just walked away, you know. Really? Of course they interrogate him, and you know, they were like, no, I mean, it's not our fault. And all this time Chrissy Teigen is tweeting this, you know, she's tweeting this stuff. And, you know, they didn't get in trouble for it. They just got interrogated. But then all of you, then you see Chrissy Teigen putting all these tweets saying, oh, little girls with leotards make me feel funny. I should go to jail. And then it says hashtag toddlers and tiara. You know, this, yeah, she's.
Yeah, I saw that too, where she would make like tweets and then be like pedo or something or pedophilia. Like she would literally just hashtag like random stuff like that.
Herself.
Yeah, and she would talk about like, oh, I should go to jail for this. And it was all about kids.
Wow.
Like out the blue.
That's insane. And the fact that she used to struggle with fertility.
Yeah.
Like, what?
You know what I'm saying? And doing this stuff.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I'm so confused.
I'm appalled. This is just too
much right now.
You literally blew my mind. I did not think Chrissy Teigen or John Legend would be a part of this.
Yeah, well, they made an announcement trying to like clear their name, but I have heard and seen the tweets. Like, there's videos all over the internet, all over YouTube about that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And then the fact that, you know,
was there anything else you have to blow my mind?
I mean, Epstein didn't kill himself. They killed him.
Epstein, yeah, they say that Epstein didn't kill himself.
But yeah, the autopsy showed that, you know, Epstein's neck was broken in a way that it didn't make sense with him hanging himself. Mm. Like, it actually showed that someone put pressure there to the back of his neck and broke it. So, I mean,
and then put him up there.
Which is crazy because it was like days before his trial.
Hmm.
I mean, another person that died was the judge who was appointed to the case for Ghislaine Maxwell. Didn't someone dressed up like a FedEx driver, UPS driver, and rolled up to her house and shot it up?
Oh, that's what you were telling me.
Yeah. That's what I was telling you, Noelia.
Yeah, and they killed her son and shot her husband the day after she was appointed the judge of this case.
The Epstein case. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like those type of things you only hear.
Those are not coincidences.
No.
Not at all.
Obviously not.
No, and that's why I said, like, I bet you Ghislaine Maxwell's next. It's only a matter of time. Oh, unless they use her to take the fall. Like, whoever's above her. Because this is where there's a curveball. I don't know if y'all know this, but the owner of Victoria's Secret's a guy.
Yeah.
And he's one of the biggest funders and friends of Jeffrey Epstein. Like, there's more to the conspiracy where people are saying that's the main guy. Like, Epstein was just a pawn in this whole scheme. Just like Ghislaine Maxwell is.
Interesting.
Yeah, so Victoria's Secret is that they have a pedophile as the owner.
And who's...
I just wonder where this country is going to be at.
It's not just the country. It's the world.
I'm not worried about the world right now. My focus is on the country. Where is this country going to be at 5 years from now?
I mean, everything's going down the drain.
Like, what the hell?
You know, it's
the end of times is near.
No.
The end of time is now, girl.
Yeah.
End of time is near.
Did you hear about Bill Gates and then doing that little chip for cryptocurrency?
Oh, you did tell me.
Yeah, and then the code number and that cryptocurrency chip is 060606. That's Bill so Gates crazy. For you, man.
That is so, look it up. So crazy.
It's out there.
Yeah.
It's out there.
And then the other thing I found out today, continuing with the sex trafficking thing, do y'all know what UNICEF is?
No.
No?
Who?
UNICEF?
No.
No? Okay,
Yes.
UNICEF is the largest charity for children in the world.
Yeah, Noelia, you and I did this. Remember? A long time ago.
Y'all did it?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay.
Damn.
So this is going to break y'all's heart. That guy was recently, I think in the past 6 months, arrested for raping a child in Bangladesh.
Okay, can I actually teach you guys something though, real quick? So for any bitch, so for anybody that's wanting to adopt, to mainly adopt, I don't really know how you can find a proper adoption agency if you're going to adopt internationally, because most of these places are child traffickers. Really? In case you didn't know. So there was a case of this family who went and were trying to adopt a child, I believe, from Africa. And it looked all pretty on the internet. Like, you know, they picked her out and everything. And they came to meet her in Africa. And they show up and they see that the conditions in which she was living in weren't up to the money that they were paying.
Oh, really? So wait, were they sending money over there to...
Well, because adoption costs a fee.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
The fee that they paid, you know, was supposed to obviously keep up this orphanage. It was supposed to have, you know, proper food and healthcare and diet and everything for the child, specifically for the child that they're adopting, but also all the children. And they just found it weird that this child, you know, when they arrived at the place, looked the way that it did, for paying, you know, 15 grand for a baby, like, for adopting. And I mean, it's Africa. Like, it's not that expensive to maintain something in Africa.
Yeah, isn't it like if you donate $1 a day, you can feed a child for a week?
Yeah, and so come to find out that the people from this adoption agency actually stole this child from the mother.
Oh, dang.
And, you know, so this has been going on for years and years and years. Like, tons of years.
Uh-huh.
Where children are being... Like, trafficking isn't just sex trafficking. It's children, child trafficking.
In general.
So it's... These children are being taken away from their homes without mm-hmm. their parents' consent of wanting to adopt them.
Dang.
And, wow. Yeah, so if you are planning, for whatever reason, to adopt... You know, my research is that they recommend to not adopt from abroad, because mm-hmm. you never know where those children are coming from, since other governments aren't, you know, as strict as, you know, as
on the regulations.
Want.
Yeah.
And so you mm-hmm. want to be careful with that, because you can be taking a child away from someone else.
That's so crazy. Yeah. And, you know, since we're talking about adoption, I was also reading that, you know, the fosters. Parent system here in the U.S.
Oh, it's awful.
It's used to traffic children as well.
Yeah, 80% of kids that are in the foster system end up being trafficked.
Yeah.
That's
so crazy to me.
Wow. And that's an actual statistic. Yeah. 80%.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
a high number.
I mean, this country, the world in general, has a horrible, horrible sex trafficking problem.
I mean, it's that $1 billion industry.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's more than that, because if you think about it, like, it's like, I talked to my dad the other day about this, and he was like, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's just like drugs. The U.S. is the biggest consumer of everything in the world,
mm-hmm.
right? It's the reason why narcos in South America and Mexico, they're so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was like, but what makes you think all they do is sell drugs to the U.S.?
Yeah.
You know, and they smuggle guns, they smuggle drugs. For sure, that's the way they're getting all these girls from down there, or boys from down there.
Yeah.
You know, and they're who's consuming them? The rich and powerful,
because
they have this weird pedophilia thing, which I did a little bit of like historical research on it, and this stuff dates all the way back to Greece. Like, this is why Tom Hanks.
Can someone please explain?
This is why Tom Hanks went to Greece, because he got caught up in this scandal, and instead of, you know, getting tried here in the U.S., he flew to Greece, because Greece actually protects pedophiles. Pedophilia is a normal thing in Greece, and it dates back to biblical times. Like, Greece has always been known as a very pedophilic country.
Wow.
Like, they're pro-pedophilia. Like, if you read old history books and stuff, they talk about how the rulers had 13-year-old boys doing sexual acts to them.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of the people that came out in those flight logs all of a sudden try to become citizens of Greece. Yeah. Because, I mean, that's what Tom Hanks did. Him and his wife became citizens of Greece.
Wow. And how do you feel, since he's your favorite actor?
He's not my favorite actor, but he made my favorite movie of all time.
Forrest Gump.
like, my favorite movie of all time, and I've said this a million times, is Forrest Gump. And it just breaks my heart.
How do you... It breaks your heart?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks to know that, you know, a guy that made literally my favorite movie of all time.
And then Woody.
Yeah, aww, it's tied up in all this. Yeah. You know, it sucks. And, I mean, even one of my favorite directors is tied up into this. Quentin Tarantino. His name...
Yes, I never have to watch another one of those movies again. Oh, I'm so happy.
Like, he made some of my favorite movies. And a lot of people's movies. Favorite movies. Like, he made cult classics.
Maybe that's why he's so good at making twisted movies. Because he's a fuck up in his head.
I mean, he looks like... He if you were to see him in person... Or, like, a picture of him, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like, he just looks like it. Just like Harvey Weinstein looked like a freaking rapist.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you see him and you're like, oh, that does make sense. But, I mean, that ties it all into Hollywood. Like, how fucked up is Hollywood?
Yeah, like, Justin Bieber we were talking about. Yeah, like,
Justin Bieber, Macaulay Culkin has came out and said that he was abused as a child.
It makes me think, like, how crazy, you know, how Ellen mm-hmm. was, and, like, Ellen was...
She loved Justin Bieber. She skyrocketed.
The landlord.
Oh, yeah,
She was Justin Bieber's landlord.
Yeah, and she skyrocketed his career. That's so she made crazy him famous. To me. Yeah.
And, I mean, I think back at, like, I just remember Justin Bieber when he was just so cute, and mm-hmm. he had something going for him.
And innocent.
And he looked, you know. Think but then all of a sudden he changed.
Yeah, think about his downfall. It's the same thing I was asking you. How
with Britney Spears.
Well, I wonder if that was what happened with Britney Spears. It would make sense. And then with
Hannah Montana, I wonder, too.
It would make sense.
I don't know why they
became... Christina Aguilera the same way.
You know? Yeah. Like, it makes sense why they were so sexualized, you know, once they started growing up. I mean... What happened?
I wonder if Disney is involved in this.
I'm sure Disney. Oh, yeah. Disney. Look at all the Disney stars.
Yeah.
And how fucked up they end up once they start growing up.
Don't go too far. Don't go too far. Just look at Disney's logo. The eye itself.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. I remember whenever in Ariel there was the dick scene of the priest when the priest was marrying Ariel and Eric.
Oh, that's right.
And he had an erection. In the scene, the priest had an erection.
Oh, you don't know
that? I never paid attention to it.
Yeah, and then before the old Atlantis,
there was a dildo.
There was
yeah. I've seen that.
Like
in The Lion King, there's stuff in the stars. I've seen all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, for those reasons, I'm actually considering not even caring to go to Disney World, because just like I can give up SeaWorld and all those places, I can definitely give up not going to Disney World. Yeah. Knowing that they're even somewhat involved in this.
Uh-huh.
I can't.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, it's like that ride, A Small World. You've never been to Disney, but it's creepy thinking, hey, they used all these little kids to make these voices. And now that all this stuff happens, I'm like, huh.
Hmm.
Is there any way that ride specifically is tied into all these kids and why they say it's so haunted?
Wait, what? They say that ride is haunted?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because they said the concept of it way back before the park was a park, they used actual kids.
What?
Yeah.
They used kids during that ride.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck?
Yeah, like way back in the day. Way, way back in the day.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy.
A whole lot of dark stories.
This is a really big rabbit hole.
Like I said, that's what I said in the beginning. It's so crazy how everything's tied into it. Like Wayfair became really big off of Facebook advertisements.
I wonder if how
Facebook is under huge fire with the government.
Why?
For millions of reasons, privacy issues, the whole.
I mean, I knew the privacy issues, but I thought that was fixed.
Blocking false information or allowing false information, like they're constantly in court right now for so many different things. And I find it weird how Wayfair is tied into them. Wayfair became such a big business because of their Facebook ads.
So I want to delete my social media.
there's so
Instagram,
much.
I didn't even realize Instagram was bought out by Facebook.
Oh yeah, a long time ago.
Like,
I mean, I don't know if we can just like drop everything, because also
I mean,
we don't know 100% of all the facts. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many facts that are true facts, but there's so many things that we don't know. Right?
Yeah. I hope you realize how much this, like, really affected me emotionally right now.
Yeah.
Like, knowing that Disney could potentially be involved in this.
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, you're a huge Disney fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's so sad.
Yeah.
Like, when I found out, you know how much I love Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves Beyonce. When I found out that Beyonce and Jay-Z were involved with Satanism, pedophilia, everything that we just talked about,
Hold up. Beyonce? Yes. Beyonce? I didn't even know this. When?
Beyonce.
When and where and why and how did you find out?
When, where, and how? Doing my research with the whole pedophilia, and then it came up how JC, I forgot her name, but he will meet up with this lady that's known for drinking blood and painting with blood, and they like did this type of ritual, and basically they had Beyonce in there and doing these things, like Satanisms and rituals and the works of it.
But how do you know?
I mean,
it's a rabbit hole. You know, one thing led to another, one video led to another that mentioned Beyonce, and one of
you were seeing Scientology too. Sorry.
Yeah, Scientology is wrapped into all this too. But the thing with Jay-Z is a lot of people have said he's satanic in the past, and the reason is like a lot of his imagery in his videos and in his music, and just Roc Nation as a whole, is very like.
So now I have to stop listening to music too.
No, yeah, because like Roc Nation, you know, when they throw up the rock, it's supposed to symbolize like the all knowing eye
in the pyramid. Actually, fuck, I wish I knew the facts to this. But the eye, the Illuminati eye. The all knowing eye?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's supposed to be your third eye. No. Okay. So this is where my Catholicism comes in. So I went to a convent like last year, right, with one of my coworkers, because she's a nun, and I went because I was interested in becoming a nun, so I wanted to experience like what it was to be a nun. Found out I'm too much of a rule breaker and I can't do it.
You're a rebel without a cause.
But I saw the eye everywhere on campus, because mm-hmm. it's a university, but then on the back they have the convent for the uh-huh. nuns. And it's called Lady of the Lake University. That's what it's called.
Okay.
It's in San Antonio. And I saw the eye everywhere. Like, and I remember, you know, associating it with the Illuminati. Like, mm-hmm. everybody kept saying Illuminati, the eye, whatever. So I asked Sister Megan. I was like, I don't know if I was allowed to say her name. But I asked her, I was like, why is this eye everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I remembered what she said, but it's actually a very beautiful meaning.
Well, it's supposed to be like your spiritual eye, isn't it?
No. It has nothing to do with what you're thinking. It's actually very beautiful, the mm-hmm. for the Catholic faith. It's a beautiful thing. And the Christian, even for Christian uh-huh. faith, it's actually extremely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. Like, it made me feel so much peace knowing that. And, you know,
but
stop interrupting me. But we know that when it comes to satanic rituals and paganism and stuff, they like to take things that are Christian mm-hmm. and use it in their satanic rituals. You know, for example, the Eucharist, you mm-hmm. know, lots of people think Catholics are crazy because we believe that the
body and blood of Christ,
the bread is the body mm-hmm. and blood of Christ. But why is it that all Satanists try to take it?
Yeah.
Or, you know, why? What's the purpose?
Mm-hmm.
If we're fake and if we're lying, why do you try taking it? They always try taking it. I've been at church one time where the lady trying to sneak it out of mm-hmm. the Eucharist out of her mouth.
I've seen people do that before, yeah.
And, you know.
I saw a woman that does voodoo try it. And she was dressed like she does. Wow. Like, she was dressed and, you know.
Yeah, so, you know.
The cultural dressings.
Yeah.
And we saw her, like, she grabbed it and she tried to slide it into her.
Mm.
Into her sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I saw that happen, and the priest caught it. Like, the priest saw
Father
her.
Father Lee saw it?
Yeah, and he stopped her. He didn't let her leave the church.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah, so, you know, like, so I get that, you know.
But they twist like, imagery,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah. And like Santerismo, right?
Yeah.
They take saints, mm-hmm. and they use it for, you know.
For witchcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the eye itself, I will tell you later when I find out. But it's beautiful.
Hinduism sees it as another thing as well, though. Hinduism sees it as your spiritual eye, but the satanic cult sees it as the all-knowing eye, like the kind of like how in Adam and Eve the fruit is represented as all the knowledge in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Satanism sees that eye. Like you have the all-knowing eye, yeah. But a lot of Jay-Z's imagery, and even in his lyrics, he talks about 666.
Are you
and,
like, okay, Rebecca?
Saying his uh-oh. She's coming
in. Are you okay?
Yeah, just my phone is like a 5% and
Oh, do you want to charge it? You don't have to sit there and watch us. We just need you to talk. You can lay down and charge it.
I just want to make sure that you can hear me.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hear me? You're good. Oh. It keeps tripping me out because it keeps changing the angle.
Yeah.
You're good.
Just make sure you talk straight into the phone whenever you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. That's better.
Perfect.
We just see your ear.
Yeah, and your hair.
Cool.
But
yeah, okay. Jay-Z is known that's to be so like crazy. Satanic. And I forget what song and what he says in it, but he talks about selling your soul to the devil. Yeah. Huh. Like, in the actual lyrics, you can look it up. There is a lyric where he talks about that.
I don't...
I just
want to go live in the middle of nowhere.
We live in
and
a
just have my
world.
Babies rock, right? And not even have to worry about them experiencing anything like this.
Yeah.
Or adopt all the foster children in the world and just take them with me so I could protect them from this
crap.
Then they're
going to try to say you're trafficking them. Even good people get caught in this. I mean,
why would I be trafficking them if I'm giving them a place to stay?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
In your head, it doesn't make sense, but in someone else's head, they might be like, this is suspicious. A woman's adopting all these kids. What is she trying to do
and
with them?
And then they come to my land. I'll have an island, and they're going to see the kids just running freely.
You know Jeffrey Epstein had an island, too.
No, but that's not the same thing.
I'm just saying, it's very easily misconstrued.
No, it's not. I won't have them, like, it won't be a private island, like, where nobody can show up without my permission.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, if anybody wants to come and check out the kids, they can.
Just make sure you keep a flight log.
It won't be that. Let's move to Alaska.
Let's go. I'm down. I would love to live in Alaska. See the northern lights, like, half
and
a year.
Cold? What?
Mm-hmm. I don't even like the cold, but sad. I'd be so down to live in Alaska.
Oh, I love the cold.
I love the cold. I hate this weather.
But yeah, so carry on. What else y'all got?
I don't want to talk about this anymore. This is just so sad.
This is why we need to talk about it, though. This is why we need to bring it to light. Because a lot of people are ignoring it because they're like, oh, this is just too sad.
Like, now I don't want Disney Plus. Now I don't want to do anything with Disney. I don't want to do anything with music, so fuck Spotify. I don't want to do...
Spotify's not caught up in this.
I mean...
Yet.
Yes, but I will be tempted.
Let's enjoy Spotify while it's still good.
I will be tempted to listen to other music. So.
Just don't listen to Jay-Z or anything Rock Nation. You don't even listen to Beyonce that much.
I don't.
I do.
No, talking about music.
You still listen to her?
Talking about music.
No, I try not to listen to her because, I mean... Why would I talk and speak about this and then support her by listening and, you know, and downloading her music? Let me tell you something. When Beyonce was
let me tell you something. When Beyonce was promoting her Black is King film, there is this part where they had like a line of guys and boys and then a line of girls, and they were walking towards somewhere down the hallway. But in the hallway, they had this curtain, and in the curtain they had these lines. But if you follow the lines at the end in the corner, it turns into a triangle, and the symbolism again of the pedophilia.
Wait,
and
does it really?
Yes.
That's so crazy. I've also heard that symbol isn't necessarily linked to that.
Now it is.
It's a triangle, and then it continues with a smaller triangle inside.
Yeah, it's like a little spiral.
It's like a spiral triangle.
And that's exactly what you see. And when I saw that, and the thing is that I saw that randomly in Instagram when she was just promoting this. Mm-hmm. And then I saw that, and then I instantly took screenshots. I had to. And, you know, I posted them on Facebook, and I keep posting all this stuff because, you know, big people like that, like Beyonce, that nobody like thinks about pedophilia connecting Beyonce with this, you know, they just become, you know,
they get caught up. I mean, it's the same thing with Chrissy Teigen. Who would have ever thought Chrissy Teigen and John Legend were gonna be a part of this?
You know what I'm saying?
Who would have thought Forrest Gump was gonna be part of this?
You know what I wondered?
Right? Forrest Gump.
I mean, all he did was love Jenna. Apparently he loved Jenny when she was a little too young, but yeah, it's so crazy. It's so crazy how so much of it's,
if anything, up. Jenny was the one that took advantage.
Oh yeah, she gave him AIDS. That's so fucked up. How do you give a special person AIDS?
She's the one that took advantage of him.
I'm just saying, he became a millionaire.
So now in that movie AIDS. He wanted to show himself as an innocent person.
Mm-hmm. In all his movies, he's a pretty genuine guy.
Man, I'm so heartbroken.
Since we're talking about music, this is completely off topic, but I wanted to get y'all's opinion. Have either one of y'all heard or seen the new Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion music video?
Yes.
<I
have>. Yes.
Can we agree that was a softcore porn?
Oh, definitely.
Like, oh, yes.
Like yes.
Even the song, I was like, whoa, this is out there.
Yes. I didn't, I'm not really good at listening to, like, lyrics all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as I was listening to him, like, is it really saying all these whores in this house?
Oh.
In the background? Like, I was just listening to that. I'm like,
not even
the
worst part. That was not the worst part. There is so much worse to that. I was surprised at how out there they were. They were bold with this
one. I just
one.
Honestly hate how sexualized everything is becoming.
Yeah.
I hate that. Because not... Like, sex is something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's fun. Right? But I hate that it's becoming so sexualized. And I hate that. Like, I was telling... I liked Cardi B.
Yeah.
And I was telling Rebecca that. But, like, her 15 minutes of fame are over now. All she talks is about sex.
Yeah.
It's like, what more are you going to present to this world other than sex?
And that's it. That's all she's got.
And my whole conversation with you about Kylie Jenner. Like, what more are you going to do? Like, why? Why are you still so relevant?
That's all they got. It's just... But we know why Kylie is still relevant. She sacrificed... Who'd she sacrifice? Tyga and Travis Scott?
Why?
Well, I mean, they're sacrificing men, aren't they? Well, it's just a matter of time before one of them goes crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. The Kardashian curse.
I think it's if you marry them, no?
Maybe. One of them had a kid with her, though.
Yeah, but I think it's if you marry them.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm just speaking out my ass on this one.
Because after Scott got divorced with Courtney, things started turning better for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I think it's
like I said off air. They turned Lamar Odom, which was
we were talking about this off mic. Listeners probably don't even know what we're saying.
But I'm just saying, like, they turned Lamar Odom, who's a championship basketball player, to a crackhead.
Mm.
That is insane. But okay, anyway, back on topic. I just want to hear y'all's opinion on the new Cardi B song, because it is very bold. He should look up the lyrics.
I don't want to.
It is very, very bold. And the video was softcore porn.
Oh, yeah, I read the lyrics, and let me tell you, it's just graphic. That's pretty very much all graphic. I can say.
The way she said it. It's just graphic.
That's pretty much all I can say, like, it's just graphic, and it's I'm just in shock that people and higher ups they approve this, you know, and they basically they're saying, oh, this is okay for you guys to see, this is okay for kids to see, because you know we have to be honest, like kids nowadays they know how to use the internet. Yeah, they just
have
know.
YouTube. They have access to YouTube. Okay. Anybody can.
Can we agree that was the perfect distraction though? Because everyone talked about it for the past couple of days.
In regards to everything that's been going on?
To everything, yeah.
You know, and it's funny how I say, like, how everything's so sexualized. When we went to the beach this weekend, that was not funny.
Oh, no.
That was not funny.
I was talking about the guy in the thong. That was hilarious.
There was this Becky. Can I see your face? Because I need you to look at me when I say this.
I can hear you.
This couple was freaking... They set up their little, like, tent thingy, whatever, canopy, right behind us. And, I mean, I don't mind, right, if it's just adults for you to behave the way you were behaving. But these people were, the girls, the ladies, the women there were there with their husbands. They were wearing thongs as bathing suits and twerking.
Mm-hmm.
In front of my 5-year-old brother, where we were just right in front of them.
Yeah.
And in front of my sisters, like
I can see that's
I got so mad.
Yeah,
I got so mad. But well, that's why I told you to turn up the music, and I turned. For me, I would have put on Christian music, and I would have made them feel uncomfortable. But I know that the minute that we put music loud, they changed it. Yeah. No, they changed the music and they stopped. They were like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's not acceptable for you to behave that way in front of children. Kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, this world's fucked up. It's a fucked up place. That's all I can say about this. I mean, I don't even know what to say more about this whole, you know, pedophile sex scandal thing. There's so much to it. I feel like we talked about a lot of things, but there's no way in hell we can get through everything in one shot.
Yeah.
All I know is,
all we can do is just protect your kids and make sure that, you know, you do what you can as a community to take care of the
children.
That's
what I was going to say. I feel like as a community, we should come together and not just take care of the children. Take care of the women.
Yeah.
You know? Take care of the moms in the grocery store alone with their kids trying to throw groceries in their car.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't hurt to just keep an eye on them and make sure they get in their car safe.
Yeah.
Same thing if you see a woman in the store with their kids, you know. I mean, if they're around, it doesn't hurt to keep an eye on them.
I don't know if Noelia told you, Daniel, but the other day I was hanging out here in my room and I was looking out the window and my neighbor's, I believe he's 2-3 years old, just opened the garage door and started walking out down the street.
Really?
Yes. And I saw that and obviously I just started running. Like I opened my window.
She didn't even go out the door. She opened her window.
I saw it and I was like, oh no, and so I opened the window, started sprinting towards him, and it's just to show guys that it's easy for kids to get lost, you know, and they don't know, and it's important to keep an eye on kids, even if they're not your own.
Yeah that's for sure. Like I said, it doesn't hurt at all to just keep an eye on people. I mean, we used to do it back in the day. Why not keep doing it now?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, like, we got to do this as a community to make it stop. And, one last thing, because we didn't mention this while we were on mic. We did it off mic. I hate how social media is, not social media, but the media itself is doing everything they can to keep this out. You know, keep it from going out, because There's been protests.
I wonder if they're going to say anything about your podcast.
I don't care.
Do you think that there's going to be problems?
I can use the publicity. I don't know. I don't care. That's the worst I can do is submit death threat.
Because, you know, even, like, me, whenever we were trying to do research for this topic, which is why, like, I really didn't, I don't really know much, everything was blocked. Like, everything on YouTube was, like, 3-5 years old. Yeah.
Well, the thing with, like, this whole scandal is you got to know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You can't just type in Pizzagate because it's going to give you just old news. Or it's going to give you all these things where it was debunked. Yeah, like, literally, right. If you go on YouTube and put Pizzagate, it'll say, a news debunked this, so-and-so debunked this. It says false news, fake news. But if you actually look online, I mean, I hate to say this, but Twitter is literally one of the best news resources you can have. Hmm. Do you agree? I feel like Twitter, Reddit, even though it's...
Do you have a Twitter, Rebecca?
No, but I feel like... Twitter saw it first.
Twitter and Reddit. Like, the people are so... I mean, people... There's so many people right now that aren't working and aren't doing anything. And they're just constantly researching. They're constantly being able to see things. And that's literally the best type of news is word of mouth. Do y'all agree? Or?
I agree.
Yeah?
I agree. But then it's... It's just, I don't know.
It takes more effort because you got to read
things. Not just that, because I feel like people will say false things. So you also got to be careful with, like, what you're hearing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, one, you want to have an open mind, but you also want to be skeptical of what you read.
Yeah.
Right, and you got to do your own research as well. You can't just go based off what somebody's saying.
Yeah.
You know, and if you hear what that person said and you do your own research... with other resources, and it's the same thing.
Yeah, so I actually, speaking of resources, if anybody's interested in learning a little bit more, I actually have a list of YouTube channels that I didn't have at my disposal when I was trying to do my own research. Wow. But, like, just to name a few, there's, And We Know, SG Triport, there's so many. Maybe you could put this on the description, but there's so many YouTube videos.
I'll definitely put most of them on the description because it looked like a really long list. Yeah,
it's a really long list.
But I'll try to put as many of them as I can.
Just keep doing research.
Yeah.
Like, just be more aware and help the community.
You know, I think this is why all these things are getting exposed now as to before. We're in a generation where information moves in seconds.
Yeah.
Like, our news cycle is not a 24-hour news cycle. Yeah. It's literally 30 seconds and you got the next thing.
Yeah.
And I think the reason we're finally discovering, hey, there's a sex thing and all that, and then it didn't happen before, is not because people were naive. It's because we're that generation where we're able to pick up our phone and be like, hey, I heard this. Let me look it up.
Yeah.
And then let me look up another source. And yes. And I think because of that, we have so much power and information now that we're not like our parents. Our parents, they get all their information from the TV.
Yeah.
And we all know now that the TV is very biased. The news is either very Republican, very Democratic, or they just want to see the world burn.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. And I think that's why Epstein was able to get away with this for so long. Mm. It's because we didn't have people with that information as we do now. Now, I mean, literally, if someone were to see Ghislaine Maxwell in the street, you'll get 100 pictures of her. Because everyone has her phone. Everyone moves information that quick.
Yeah.
So, like, I find it so crazy how much information we found in such a short period of time.
Yeah, that's true. Even though I didn't find a lot, I did, you know, there was tons of stuff on Twitter. But it just wasn't in detail, I guess, what I wanted. Because whenever I investigate stuff, I literally like to know everything.
Yeah. Well, we also... on me.
But that's why where your own research comes along. Because that's where you try to connect everything.
Yeah. You know something? As I was researching this... Mm-hmm. And maybe you guys know. I didn't get a chance to just Google it. But, like, I wonder the person... that wrote The Purge. Like, who is this person? And, like, why did they write this? And is it Yeah, I mean, like, is it a sign?
It could be a sign. It could very well be.
That sparked something in my brain, girl. I'm about to my own.
Because I mean, the first movie of The Purge was just a thriller, right? Mm-hmm. There was like it was just crazy people that wanted to cleanse themselves, whatever.
Yeah.
But then as we saw the other movies,
the election year one,
it got more like
realistic.
Dark.
Yeah.
It got so dark.
Yeah.
And you know, blessed be the founding fathers, I think, is one of their sayings. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, that's creepy because we have the same kind of saying. Yeah. Or, you know, how they were sacrificing, I think, they were sacrificing people. They mm-hmm. were trying to get rid of the poor. And then more of this whole, like, Black Lives Matter and then just, like, injustice towards minorities
mm-hmm.
and, like, how the prison system works and all that stuff. It's a way to get rid of the poor and poverty. Yeah. And and there's really no way out for the poor.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, I mean, even if we go to college, yeah, we'll, you know, we'll be successful, but student debt?
Yeah.
Like, we're never going to get out of it.
They find ways to suppress
us. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, oh, I'm too scared to even... Rebecca, do your homework, because I'm too scared to do it by myself.
You know what? That can be our next conspiracy talk.
You know, so scared.
The fact that we don't have that much information, though, on this, it kind of falls on me, because I came up with this very last minute.
Yeah, you told us today.
I told you yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Yesterday. At night, though. It was already nighttime, and I was like, hey, we should do this.
Yeah.
You know,
but, I mean, we knew a lot.
Yeah, because...
But you know what? We can always do part two. You know,
yeah.
There's so much information that, in order to talk about it, you know, we already spent an hour and a half just talking one topic.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much in so much other topics that is related to this.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, like I said, when I send you all the texts, I kind of send out a format where I was like, okay, you know,
yeah.
one person researches this, one person researches yeah. that. So we could have a more in-detail yeah. conversation about it. But
yeah.
I did it the last second.
Yeah, but even then, I don't think that...
Like, even then, you can't cover it all.
Exactly.
There's so much to it.
Exactly. And you really only get just what's on the surface.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of information that we don't know. And is it... And if it is out there, like, it's literally going to take lots of research for us to find it.
I'm a firm believer that all the information's there.
Oh,
you just need to know how to find it.
Yeah. I mean, as the way that God, you know, in our church and in our faith, it says the truth always comes out.
Yeah.
You know, and this, I mean, not only is it the time of truth for what's going on now, but, like, even in our Catholic church
mm-hmm.
with the priest and all of that scandal coming out, it was, like, finally the church was cleansing itself and, like, the truth is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a new era.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, that's one thing I've literally been waiting on to see is how people are going to tie the church, Catholic Church, to this whole scandal.
Yeah.
Because it's a matter of time.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time before someone figures out, oh, this Pope did this and moved kids like right. this or...
Well, I mean, even back in the day, unfortunately, our church has a really bad history of it.
Pedophilia.
But they did it back in the day.
Well, it's the same thing as the Greeks. The Bible literally explains how the Greeks and the Romans would take advantage of little kids.
It's just...
Like, that's a thing. Pedophilia has been
around for... And I mean, girls getting married at a young age.
Yeah.
Like, that is pedophilia.
Arranged marriages.
Exactly. That's sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Like, all of that is just...
Yeah.
It's... And... that's a whole religion topic. But, like, man... I'm scared, but I'm heartbroken
mm-hmm.
that this has to even deal with something that's so close to me.
Yeah.
But it's good to have this cancel culture as well, and this whole like truth coming out because you know we get to cancel people that, you know, it's like everything's on Twitter, everything we can look up, all this history. Like I think it's good.
I mean, cancel culture has its benefits, but I don't think it's all good.
I think
not me personally, because I've seen people that have been canceled for things that they've already apologized for, things that people have already tried to right their wrongs for, and they're still getting canceled now because someone found it and got, you know, managed to bring it back up.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Yes, I agree with that. But there's good to cancel
culture. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I like that there's been good things coming out of it. But there's also been things where, like, they try to ruin people that they've already written
their wrongs. They've already
paid their dues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crap, I was going to say something else, but I forgot. My brain's all over the place now. There's so much information. Like,
there's everything that I want to look into.
Yeah.
But I don't have the time.
Well, like I said, that's literally, if you know how in movies they have, like, the, when they're trying to figure out the crime people, and they have, like, the pins and the red lines. I bet you if we were to try that in your room right now, it would at least take up two walls.
Oh, yeah.
Just tying people together. Tying people in organizations like UNICEF, the world's largest children's charity.
But those are always scams.
Yeah, but this one was actually, like, worldwide. Like, they did a bunch of stuff for kids, like, to help them. Going to find out, though, the CEO is a freaking rapist. He got arrested in Bangladesh for raping a girl.
That's disgusting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what can we trust? And you know how you're talking about how religion always brings everything to light, or, like, the truth always comes out?
Yeah.
I was listening to this podcast.
It's
a
Bible verse.
Yeah. I was listening to this podcast, and I forgot the name of it, but they were talking about this, and they're like, you know, honestly, we're reliving the Enlightenment era.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, that when centuries ago, they had an Enlightenment era where they started rediscovering things and kind of bringing everything to light.
Yeah.
It feels like history is repeating itself, and that's exactly where we're at right now. Now that we have all this new technology, all this new knowledge, like, we're enlightening the world. We're waking up. Which is so crazy.
Or at least
crazy.
We're trying to.
Yeah.
I mean, I just wonder how long this is going to last before we end up no longer having freedom of speech.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, China, the concentration camps that are in China, that's
China's been a communist already, so I think they had a little bit of easier path.
Yeah, I know, but, like, if the fact that this is going on in China, present day, concentration camps...
Oh, yeah.
Like, that just, it scares me as to what's going to happen, you know, for us. Mm-hmm. What could happen for us.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I feel like if the Democrats get their way, or the people that are, most of them are Democrats, right? No. Most of these people in this whole scandal, I feel like to remain in power and to do all these things, they would kind of go along the route of, oh, why not be communist?
Yeah.
You know, and it's scary. It's just scary. Yeah. It's a scary truth that might happen.
You know, that's why I understand when people say we need to protect the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
Like, we need to protect our right to say whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's offensive, we need to protect that
right.
And
then these politicians need to take it. Like, you're a grown man. You don't need to go hide behind a judge and be like, oh, this person called me a bitch. Not take it. Fucking take it.
You don't need to go cancel Twitter.
Exactly.
I mean, TikTok.
Yes. Just take it.
Just take it. Yeah. That's all I got.
You got anything else? No, I'm just depressed now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a heartbreaking topic. But this is why we're doing this, so that people can be aware and, you know, be more aware. And then those people tell other people, and there's a chain going on, you know, and we'll bring it to light and eventually, you know, take down these motherfuckers. Sorry.
Yeah. But, you know. I mean, like I said, that's the beauty of Twitter and social media nowadays, is that as of right now, we have freedom of speech and we can move information way faster than anyone else in the world can.
Right.
Like I said, our news cycle is 30 seconds. Like, we have that power.
Yeah.
But the best power and the best way to spread information is always word of mouth. You know, it's just like how everyone on Facebook, if you haven't done it yet, please write on your wall, hashtag save the children.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get that fucking phrase trending worldwide.
Yeah.
Let's make sure, like, we show the big heads that way. We're watching.
Because at the end of the day, we are more than they are. Our population
is way
bigger. We got
power in numbers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, I'm sure, you know, with time and...
We need to unify. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's like telling them, we know. As in, like, your time is up. Like, it's done. Like, this is going to come out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, their time is up.
Yeah, we need to check them. We need to unify.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Because we have power in numbers, but only if we're all united.
Yeah. You know? And, I think that that's something that is happening. Where our generation is fighting to unite.
Yeah.
And we're fighting to be one.
Yeah.
And,
the powers above, they're fighting back. But yeah. We got to keep fighting.
Yeah. Because, and it comes to little things like mm-hmm. jealousy and, she has this, but I don't have this, or he has that. And it's like, you just have to be happy for everybody and just... Yeah. Accept what you have and accept what you don't have and just support one another, because that's how you unify. You stop seeing about...
You stop trying to sign petitions to get people canceled. Like, did you know... Go ahead, Rebecca.
That there's one main goal that everybody is trying to go for, that's how everybody unites.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Not seeing different.
Yeah. Unity is the strength we have.
Yeah.
We just need to get there.
Uh-huh. But I'm ready to finish because I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a good stopping point. We may or may not do a second one. I don't know. I'll get with y'all later.
I feel like we could totally do a podcast on this.
Yeah.
Just on this.
Yeah.
I honestly we
should
do.
Us three, and including Will, we should just start a conspiracy podcast.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I think that'd be great.
But hey, guys, you should follow our podcast, mine and Daniel's. We started one. It's called Immigrant Mentality.
Mm-hmm.
It has a little butterfly, a yellow butterfly. It's a monarch butterfly. And you can find us on Instagram and on Twitter.
Yeah, we're working on getting it up and running on iTunes and on Google Play. Yeah. Well, for now, please follow our social media. Our tag?
It's I as in igloo, or immigrant, and then M, the letter M, as in mentality, and then pod, POD, 2020. That's what it is.
On all on social both. Media.
On both, yeah.
Yeah.
We just have Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, we on all the social media we're on.
Yeah.
But yeah, perfect plug, babe. Good job. But yeah, please follow that podcast.
We talk about
all things immigration.
Yeah.
The good and the bad.
Yeah. Stories that go untold of people, of how they get here. Mm-hmm. Keeping you guys just up to date on, recent things that are going on. Having these tough conversations that we need to be having.
Having very tough conversations.
Yeah.
And just bringing light to what it is, a day in the life of an immigrant.
Yeah.
What it's like to walk in their shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's powerful.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can end it. Go, babe.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. I think this was a great episode. If you liked it, please tweet me at DannyG951 or at the Weekly D Pod and let us know if you want a second episode. I think that'd be fun.
And let us know if you like Rebecca.
Yeah, for sure. Do y'all have social medias y'all want to plug?
No.
No? Rebecca? No? Yeah, y'all don't want to be affiliated with this.
Do you
want to
put your...
I see how
do you want to put your social media?
No.
No? Okay.
I see how it is. Y'all don't want to be affiliated with this. That's cool.
Well, if you find you... If they find you, they can find both of us.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Okay. Well, yeah, if you like what you heard, please, 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 please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. All you need to do is put 5 words. Tell us how we're doing. Give us a thumbs up on Spotify, a thumbs up on Google Play. You can listen to this podcast on all things that stream podcasts, really. So please look out for us. Tell your friends.
I haven't actually left you guys a review.
Wow. I fucking hate you. I thought you were supporting the podcast.
Wonderful way to
close
it out.
Yeah, and now the truth comes out.
I'll do it. I'll do
the
it.
The light has hit the truth. But yeah, please, please, please tell your friends about us. Also, hashtag save the children. Damn, I lost my train of thought. You distracted me with
sorry,
you not reviewing us.
Yeah.
Sorry. I expect a 5-star review from you.
It hurt him.
5 stars. You too, Rebecca. How dare I let you be on my podcast and you haven't reviewed.
You know, she has never actually listened to an episode.
I know. How dare you?
I also did not lift the review. That's what happened.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm not gonna release this episode until both of y'all leave your review.
Wow.
Friends, support friends.
Hashtag support your boyfriend. Hashtag support friends. Oh, support local. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Remember, hashtag save the children. Peace.
Wait. Don't forget to support your local breweries.
Oh yeah, please drink local. Check out Southern
Star.
This
is what you do. Jeez Louise.
Well, I got my brain little blue.
Southern Star. Check out Southern Star. They're having their barbecue
August 22nd.
August 20th, bitch. Ha 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 ha. And hopefully he brings back free beer for me. Okay, bye.
You're funny. Thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Peace.